Morning.
G'day, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here. Now, Gillian Skinner's formal resignation concludes what was fairly tumultuous 2016 as Health Minister. Her resignation, did that catch you by surprise at all?
Well, we figured that she was on the way out at some point. There was, as you said, 2016 was pretty difficult for the New South Wales Coalition government and then Premier Mike Baird. And also, as part of that, there were some health scandals that blew up under Mrs. Skinner's watch as Health Minister. So we knew that the Premier was planning a reshuffle, and we knew that one of the ideas behind that reshuffle was to renew the Cabinet. And Mrs. Skinner has been around for a very long time. She spent something like 23 years covering the health portfolio in opposition, and as well as being a minister. So she, you know, was while very, very experienced and very well respected, and you know, broadly regarded as having done a very good job in the health portfolio, her cards were very much marked in terms of a reshuffle. There was always the possibility that the new Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, might have let her continue in that portfolio for the next 2 years until the next state election in 2019. But as you outlined, she decided against that in the end.
And of course, not just resigning from the ministry, though, but from Parliament as well. And this has left Gladys Berejiklian dealing with another by-election that's coming up. Is this causing a headache for that government at all?
Well, as you'd know, every by-election is an unwanted one for government. And particularly so in the seats of North Shore and Manly for this government, given that they're very much coalition heartland seats or Liberal Party heartland seats, both of which have had a strong history of independent candidates winning the seat and holding it for some years. So the Liberal Party won't be taking either of those seats for granted, and and they come as the coalition government is sort of starting to get a little bit on the nose with electors, according to all of the polling that's being done. Hardly surprising after 6 years in power, but that's the timing that's doubly unfortunate for Premier Berejiklian. Not only is she going into a tough general election, but she's now presented with not one but three by-elections this year to deal with. And of course, any swing against the government, even if the government manages to hold those seats, will be regarded as a sign that electors are turning off the Liberals and the Nationals in New South Wales.
What kind of condition has Gillian Skinner actually left the health portfolio in for her successor?
Well, she came in after a very, very tumultuous time in health under the Labor Party. The health portfolio was pretty much a poison chalice. It was where most of the scandals emerged many of the scandals at least emerged for the former Labor government. And of course, when people start to think that they can't put their faith and their trust and their children or their elderly relatives or themselves with any degree of confidence in the New South Wales health system, then that really bites deeply out there in the electorate. So Mrs. Skinner came in promising to fix things, and to her credit, she really put a lid on that sort of scandal for most of her time in office. She was very much helped also by the fact that the coalition government came to power promising to spend huge sums of money on capital improvements for hospitals in New South Wales, and they made good for the most part on those promises. So she had the benefit of being able to spend a bit of money, but also she built bridges with the staff on the ground who she had become very close to and had listened to very closely for all that time while she was opposition health spokeswoman. A couple of controversial issues. The New South Wales government has announced that they're going to do several virtual privatisations of hospitals in New South Wales, and that hasn't gone down particularly well with sections of the electorate. Certainly gave the Labor Party and the union movement an opportunity to start running lines along the lines of the government was trying to privatise the health system. And as you alluded to earlier, last year there were a couple of unfortunate incidents in New South Wales hospitals, none of which, it has to be said, were directly Mrs Skinner's fault or for which she had any real direct responsibility. But politics being as it is, if there's a scandal in the New South Wales health system, the health minister, that's where the buck stops. And so she suffered some collateral damage as a consequence of those.
Well, Sean, you've sort of touched on it a couple of times there, and it does come down a great deal to confidence in the coalition government at the moment, and confidence, people's confidence, I guess, in the health system. So what might it mean for the health system at the moment, dealing with all these issues, the shadow of privatisation, the retirement of the Minister for Health? What are these kind of issues going to mean for health industries here in New South Wales?
Well, I think, health is always a critical area politically in New South Wales, as it is everywhere, really, for the reasons we've outlined before. And so the new health minister, Brad Hazzard, is a very experienced minister. He's been around for a long time, even longer than Gillian Skinner, in fact, which kind of made a bit of a mockery of the idea that this reshuffle was designed to refresh the cabinet. But he is regarded by Premier Berejiklian as a safe pair of hands in a portfolio that, if it's not treated very, very carefully, can easily get out of control and damage the government. So he will pretty much be just continuing the work begun by Mrs. Skinner, I think. I don't think we're going to see anything too flashy or new in that area. They'll just continue to spend money building new hospitals, improving other hospitals. I think the focus very much will be on the capital work still, and also just making sure that the services are there and running as smoothly as possible. So I think Mr. Hazzard has, got a challenge in front of him, as every health minister does. In his previous portfolios, he's shown that he has had some difficulty managing disparate stakeholder groups. Planning springs to mind, when he failed to get major planning reforms through the parliament that were promised by the coalition before they came to power. So that's going to be a test for him, I think, the major test for Mr. Hazzard, because in health there are, a wide range of quite vocal and powerful stakeholder groups to manage. So that he'll have his work cut out keeping on top of that.
Well, Sean, thank you very much. Do appreciate a little bit of insight into this one. Do appreciate your time.
That's my pleasure.